Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. We are brought to you live here from this station. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Don't forget to dial the 760 in the front. And also on our podcasts at kxoradio.com.
And you can like the 88.7 KUBO Facebook page, or you could like the REM page, probably. It's a little late. They're not going to be watching it anymore. That was part of the contractual agreement of the breakup.
But thank you, Mayu, for putting on that song. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. And let's go. Ready? Ready, steady, go. All right. We're here with
me. Ready or not, here we go.
we're here today. You know, once in a while we get to do really cool shows. And the cool shows are the people who have are willing to come on the radio, first of all. That, like, takes a little, you know, courage. And tell their stories. And because real people's stories have this thing about them that make them really, you know, compelling. And I think it really helps the rest of the community get a sense of what people sometimes have to go through in order to be who they are. And how much strength that takes, how much courage that takes, and how cool those people are. So if you were nervous a minute ago, now you're like five times as nervous. But we love you. Hey, good morning. Welcome. We have a guest today. Her name's Misty. Misty, how are you?
I'm good.
You are good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is your mom listening?
No, my mom's not listening.
Did you tell her about it?
Yeah, I told a couple people, but I didn't know what station I was talking about.
Well, you know what? We'll let them know that it'll be on the podcast. So it's there forever now on the internet.
Okay.
So, Misty. Okay, let's start with today. What are you up to today? What's going on in your life? Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a recovering addict. I'm a full-time student. I'm a mother of three, but I take care of two.
And you're like what? Like 20-something, huh?
28.
Whoa. Very cool. So 28, recovering addict, yeah. Full-time mom?
Full-time mom.
Full-time student?
Full-time student.
Wait. That's two full-times already.
Yeah. It feels...
Do anything else, or is that pretty much it?
That's it.
Yeah? It keeps you busy?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. How'd you get there?
Through behavioral health. I have my case manager, Nikki, and my therapist, and a lot of people through behavioral health that helped me with services and helped me get my books for school and just stood by me and motivated me.
So it's our fault.
It is.
You wouldn't be this busy right now. You wouldn't have all this stuff to do if it weren't for us.
Yep.
Ooh. What was Nikki thinking, huh?
She had to be a strong person to deal with me, I guess. A lot of patience.
So let's, like Scott said, you know, start from the start, you know, from the beginning. Why is it that you came into behavioral health?
I came into behavioral health because I had lost my son when he was 3.5 years old to CPS, and I was addicted to drugs, like really bad, to methamphetamine, and I was just on a road to nowhere, and I started going. I went to VOA to try to recover, and that didn't work. So
in VOA was a residential. We used to have a residential alcohol and drug treatment.
Yeah, Volunteers of America.
Volunteers of America.
Yeah, and my life was just going downhill from when they took my son from me, and I just had no hope for like 2-3 years. And finally I decided, like, you know, to go to behavioral health and try to get more services, and I did, and I got a caseworker. It was Mary Sines first, and she dealt with me for like 6 months to a year, and I wasn't really serious about my recovery. I did perinatal for like 2 years, and I don't know, it just took me a while to really get tired of that same life, and just one thing after another started happening in my life when I decided to get sober, like the possibilities that I never thought would happen. It just started happening, and I got my life. I got sober, first of all, and then I got enrolled with IVC, and then I just started going to school, and then I finished my therapy. I finished my groups, and now I'm off probation. So now I'm just, like, living a free life, a sober free life.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good. It feels rewarding.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.